Hello and welcome to this week's minisode on the Halloween podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez. Week 2 of Haunted House Month is over and we had some fun shows. Carlos came on so we can talk a little bit about Ghost Hunter TV shows, and we shared some experiences we had in haunted houses. I've been to a bunch of supposed haunted houses and, like I said, I found nothing. No figures, no EVPs, no nothing. While we were having our discussion, Carlos told me about some evidence that Ghost Adventures caught that stuck with him. I had to check this evidence out. I watched the video a few times, and while it does look like something launches a brick across the screen, it's more the reaction that's terrifying. Now, I'm not gonna sit here and try to debunk this thing. It's not my place. All I'm gonna say is that it does look like this brick flies on its own. One thing I do want to note is that it doesn't look like it comes up very far. Imagine that this is a brick on the ground and you're in front of it. Now picture yourself grabbing it and tossing it. You would pick it up, then arch your arm back, and then give it a toss. The way the brick moves, it didn't have that style of movement. It comes up diagonally as it makes its flight across the room, and it kind of spins. The movement it does kind of matches with something is sitting behind it and they're like using their hand like a crane. You know those crane games that you see at the supermarket and get your prize if you grab one of those things with the claw? Kind of looks like that, and it grabs it from the top of the brick and gives it a quick toss without even arching its arm. The guy checking out the video to make sure that it's authentic, there's no trickery, says he doesn't see a string pulling it. But even if there was a string, it wouldn't explain why that brick is spinning. This can be duplicated easily, with a few carefully placed lines, a fidget spinner, and a few magnets. One thing I do want to point out about the footage is that you can't really see much. It's very dark, so if any trickery was done, it was too dark to see it. There are also a few 2x4s in the background that get knocked over. Overall, it's fun to watch. If you've never seen this video before, do it without the audio. Just watch the video and see how you feel afterward. I honestly think this video is thought to be so scary because of the reaction and the screaming. So stay impartial like I am and watch the video. I watched it with the sound on and it was the sudden screaming that scared me. Not really what was happening on the video. This evidence was during Ghost Adventures' first ever recorded ghost hunt. It was at the Goldfield Hotel in Nevada. This place is now permanently closed. You used to be able to go in and tour the place with caretaker Virginia Ridgway, but in 2016 she retired from caretaking the place and gave the role to somebody else. Looking at the Wikipedia page for this, it looks like ghost hunters also investigated the hotel. So I'll have to track down that episode and watch it. That's going to do it for this week's minisode. If you have any questions, comments, or want to suggest a topic for a future show, go ahead and send me an email at thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. You could also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast, and I will be uploading this video there, so if you want to check it out, go now. Go to facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast, check it out, give us a like. If you're a Twitter person, you could also go to our Twitter at The Halloween Pod. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Those always help. You could also go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/thehalloweenpod. And make sure you come back on Monday so we can continue Haunted House Month here on The Halloween Podcast. And next week, we have some pretty good shows, so stay tuned. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I'll see you then. Have a good night.